Welcome to the Copy Dates podcast. I'm your host, Megan Taylor, copywriter, bookworm, and founder of the Copy Template Shop. I believe that anyone can write strong copy, and I'm here to teach you how to write words that sell your online offers while prioritizing real connection, serving your audience, and simply being who you are. I know you have a message that deserves to be heard and unique skills that need to be shared. And in each episode, I'll give you an actionable tip so that you can write better copy, reach more people, and sell your offers in an easy and authentic way. So grab a hot drink and get ready to cozy up with your weekly dose of magnetic messaging and captivating copy. Hey friends, welcome back to the Copy Dates podcast and welcome back to week 4 of this 8-week series that I'm hosting on the podcast right now, where we're essentially brushing up on all of the copywriting skills and knowledge that I feel any online business owner needs, regardless of how long you've been in business, how familiar you are with copywriting. Just really practical tips that are going to help you become a better copywriter and content creator in your business, even if you are not a copywriter yourself. So if you're new here, if this is the first time you're hearing about this series, my goal with this series is basically so that whether you go off and start writing copy on your own completely from scratch, or if you pick up your favorite template from the Copy Template Shop and you start using it, you start diving in, either way, you are going to be fully equipped with the knowledge and the tools that you need to make that process happen quickly and effortlessly for you. And because it's technically Halloween week, I thought that we would talk about one of the spookiest parts of copywriting. No, I'm just kidding. I'm exaggerating a little bit. But I do want to talk about something that does kind of make me uncomfortable and is a little bit scary to me sometimes, in the sense of just how prevalent it is, and we sometimes don't even notice it. I want to talk about empty copy. And I think empty copy, I could totally be wrong, but I feel like this is a term that I've coined. So if you saw the name of this episode and you Googled empty copy and you were like, Megan, what the heck are you talking about? I have no idea. And you couldn't find anything, then that is probably why. So I want to explain a little bit about like what empty copy actually is, how we can recognize when we're using it in our own business, and what we can do instead to make our copy less empty and stronger, more compelling. So if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, or you've just kind of been in my world for any amount of time, then you've been here long enough to know that I believe every single word that you use in your copy matters. The words that you put on your website or on your sales page or in your ongoing content each carry so much meaning. It's such important real estate. Literally every second of attention that you have from your reader is so crucial in this world where getting someone's attention and then keeping it can be so difficult. And I don't say this to add added pressure to the process of writing copy for you. I never want you to overthink writing copy, because I do believe that so often, and I include myself in this, we do overthink it to a point where we hold ourselves back from our full potential. But I can't emphasize enough the fact that every single word you choose needs to be intentional, because each individual word carries meaning. So what I mean by empty copy is those words that kind of sneak in there, the words that we add to our website, or I especially see this in I help statements or in our sales copy, and we add them without thinking about what they actually mean. when we don't think with intentionality about the words that we're using, we sometimes fall into this trap where we introduce words to our copy that don't actually carry any meaning for our reader. We're using them because we've heard them used by someone else, or maybe it's a really common term in our industry and we just see it all over the place. All of these coaches and other service providers that we admire, they use it here and there, and it's stuck with us. But in reality, these words have kind of lost their meaning. Or in a very similar vein, sometimes it's words that carry meaning for us as individuals, as the service provider, as the business owner, because we have attached a certain meaning to them. But sometimes those words don't carry that same meaning for our reader. And I call this empty copy because essentially when you're using these words, they're empty. They don't have a purpose. They don't have meaning. They're just filler words that are there to fill the space. You know how like sometimes you get filler ingredients in processed foods and they're just there to add extra weight to the product, but they don't actually have any nutritional value for you. That's the same way with empty copy. They're just words that are there to fill the space, but they don't actually provide any value for our business or our reader. And the reason I say that this is spooky or something that makes me uncomfortable is because empty copy can be so damaging to our business when we're putting weight on those words. When we're assuming that those words are going to carry weight and communicate something for us, but there's not actually any sustenance there to support that weight. And when empty copy sneaks into positioning statements, or what we might call an I help statement, so that statement or any kind of copy that you're using to differentiate your services or your products from somebody else's, when we don't actually pause to think about whether or not each word or each phrase is actually going to make sense to our reader without us having to explain it further or without them having to sit there and really think about what we mean, it can be really damaging for us in our ability to clearly communicate with our readers. We're going to go through some examples in a little bit. I actually asked my Instagram followers for some examples of this, and they really delivered. But I want to give you a concrete example now so that you can wrap your head around this maybe a bit easier. And probably one of the biggest examples of this that's so common, especially in the online business industry, is the word authentic. Like, this is probably my biggest pet peeve when it comes to empty copy. And if you have the word authentic in your I help statement and you're feeling called out, I apologize. I promise we're going to find a way for you to fix it. But also know that you're not alone, because this is such a common trap, because it's one of the most prominent examples of empty copy. I'll see an I help statement that says, for example, you know, I'm a business coach for women who want to authentically run their business. Or maybe even from a copywriter, I help you write authentic sounding copy. But what does authentic mean, right? If I told you, oh, I want to help you write authentic sounding copy, what does that mean for you? What it means to you might mean something completely different to your business bestie, and might mean something completely different altogether to me. When we say authentic, an authentic business, authentic content, authentic copy, we don't immediately know what we mean by that, right? When we read it, when we say it, I could mean that I help you sound original. I could mean that I help you sound non-sleazy. Or I could mean that I help you write copy that makes it sound like it was written by you and not a copywriter. And those are all completely different things, right? There are so many different ways that we can interpret this word. And what ends up happening is your reader doesn't actually sit there and think, hey, I wonder what Megan means by the word authentic, right? She helps me write authentic copy. I wonder what this means. And it's not like they're sitting there and dreaming up all of these possibilities. What they're doing instead is they're skipping over the word entirely. The word authentic doesn't have an immediate meaning to them. It doesn't add to the conversation. It doesn't add to the context. And so they skip over it. And that is what empty copy is. That's why it's empty, because it carries absolutely no meaning and it can be completely skipped over. So if we're skipping over this word, if we go back to those two previous examples, what are we left with? We're left with a statement that says, I'm a business coach for women who want to run their business. Okay, what does that mean? And we're left with, I help you write copy. And that's it, right? We are putting so much weight on that word authentic, hoping and praying that it's going to communicate what we needed to communicate to our reader. And it often doesn't, because it's just getting skipped over. And what happens with these statements is there's no differentiator there then, right? And that is why empty copy is so harmful to our messaging and to our businesses. When we think we're making a statement, and when it's important that we do make a statement, we actually just end up providing zero extra context. Does writing copy from scratch feel like the most daunting thing ever? What if you could trade that annoying blinking cursor in a blank Google Doc for proven formulas and fill-in-the-blank phrases that showed you exactly what to write in order to sell your offers, position yourself as an expert, and get your readers to take action? If that sounds like exactly what you've been searching for, then you need to head over to the Copy Template Shop. These templates aren't anything like the ones you're used to getting from your coaches and their programs, or like any of the free templates you may have downloaded from Pinterest or Facebook ads. Instead of simple prompts like insert pain point here, you get fully written sentences and phrases. All you need to do is pop in your key messaging elements. It's like Mad Libs for your business. From website copy to sales pages, emails to Instagram captions, there's something for all your copy needs. Head to copytemplateshop.com to check it out. So how do we know whether or not we're using empty copy? Unfortunately, there's not some like big long list of words that I can give you, because it is going to depend on the situation, on the industry. But there are a couple of things to look out for too, specifically that I want you to look out for. The first is jargon. So jargon is defined as special words or expressions that are used by a profession or a group that are difficult for others outside of that profession or outside of that group to understand. They're the words that you understand as the specialist in what you do, but that may not be easily understood by your reader. I think a really good example of this is just the word funnel. I'm embarrassed to admit how long it actually took me to figure out what a funnel is. I was in online marketing for far too long to still not know what it was. And it just goes to show that maybe if you are targeting somebody who's in their first couple of years of business, they might not have any idea what a funnel is. And so if you're positioning yourself and your services based on your ability to build funnels, that might not be appealing to them, depending on who you're talking to, right? Your audience might be attracted by the idea of passive income. You might be able to hook them in if you were to explain that you help them find and book clients or buyers on autopilot. But enticing them with the word funnel might not actually work, because they're not even sure what that is. So apart from jargon, the second thing that I want you to look out for is cliches. So a cliche is a phrase or sometimes an opinion that is overused. And because it's overused, it betrays a lack of original thought. So in the case of empty copy, it's a word or a phrase that gets thrown around so much and so often that it no longer has a clear meaning, or it no longer allows you to differentiate yourself. So authentic is an example of a cliched word, right? It's been so overused in our industry that it's become this go-to catch-all term that we can't even really universally define anymore, and it's not super clear what we mean by it. This one might not actually be considered a cliche technically, but for me, it's an example of cliched empty copy, and that's the expression we're passionate about, or I'm passionate about. Please don't tell me what you're passionate about. Please don't tell me that you're passionate about online courses or passionate about helping women streamline their businesses. If that's true, that's great. But instead of telling me that you're passionate about it, show me your passion. Tell me a story. Explain to me. Give me examples of how you are lit up by the work that you do. Because when you simply say, I'm passionate about XYZ, it doesn't actually pack a punch. You've probably seen this in websites before. It's a sentence that you just skip over. You don't give it much thought. You say, okay, this person thinks they're passionate about this. Of course, because it's what they do. You would hope that they're passionate about the work that they do. So how do you identify if you're using empty copy? Because what is considered jargon for one audience may not be jargon to another, and what may seem cliched in one context may actually not be cliched in another. So, for example, the word holistic. This is definitely a cliched term when we think of certain industries, right? Like, tell me, what is holistic marketing? What is a holistic content strategy? What is holistic launching? It could mean a million different things depending on who's saying it and who's reading it. And as we've already established, if your reader doesn't immediately know what you're trying to say with this word, then they're just going to skip over it. It's empty copy. But if you are a nutritionist working with people who are familiar with the basics of nutrition and the different types of nutrition, then to say you're a holistic nutritionist may make sense. And so what I'm getting at is that just like in all things business, there is no one size fits all rule here, which means you need to test things out. You need to ask your audience, and you just kind of need to do a general gut check every now and again. If you're using a term and you're not sure if it's empty copy, you're not sure if it's going to resonate with your audience, I want you to ask them, you know, pop into a Facebook group that's full of your ideal clients. Drop a question box on your Instagram stories and ask, when I say the word authentic, when I say the word holistic, when I say the word intentional, what does it mean to you? And pay attention to the responses. See if it's something that they identify with. See if their interpretation matches up with your meaning. And for the record, if you get no responses, it's probably a sign that this is empty copy. It means people don't have a strong opinion about the word either way, and they have no way to identify or express their feelings about it, and so they're just not responding. For me, though, the easiest way to identify empty copy is to do the grandparent test. If you read out your I help statement to your grandparents, is there any word there that would make them go, wait, what's that? If so, it could be a sign that this word or this term is empty copy. Now, use your best judgment here, okay? My grandma also wouldn't necessarily know what a copywriter is, but that doesn't mean the word copywriter is empty copy. It just means that she's not familiar with the advertising world. But go ahead and ask people, you know, ask people who aren't necessarily familiar with the work that you do. See if it catches them off guard. To give you another example, for a really long time when I first started my business, and I may have shared this story on the podcast before, but I used to say that my niche was purpose-driven entrepreneurs. I said that I helped purpose-driven entrepreneurs build their brands. And I remember saying that to an old colleague of mine who was asking, you know, what are you up to now? And when I said purpose-driven entrepreneurs or purpose-driven businesses, he immediately assumed that I worked with nonprofits and cause-driven organizations. So even though he wasn't necessarily my target audience, his questioning of the term and his misinterpretation of the term compared to what I meant made me realize that, hey, maybe the term purpose-driven is actually empty copy here. Maybe it doesn't add to the conversation, and maybe it creates more confusion than it does contribute. So before I get into today's coffee break assignment, I want to talk through some of the terms and words that were submitted to me on Instagram when I asked this question. So the question I asked was, what are some words you see in copy or content that are so overused, cliched, or out of the box that they have no meaning to you anymore? And here are some of the terms that people submitted. Guru was one. And I completely resonate with that. Actually, the term guru is also not a very inclusive term. It's appropriation. Would not recommend it. But yes, guru, it does, you know, cause some sort of a disconnect. It was really popular for a really long time. A similar one that was submitted was ninja. I think that's a very common one in tech. You get like ninja and unicorn, particularly in job titles. And it's so important to remember that there's a huge subset of your readers that may not know what the heck you mean by that. Synergies was another one. I'm not even entirely sure what synergies mean, so we won't talk about that one in too much detail. Holistic and authentic were both submitted. The word scale was submitted. And I think that's such an important one because I think when you get into the online business world for any degree of time, we have these assumptions. Like none of us go into business knowing necessarily what the word scale means. And then we assume, oh, we've been in it for long enough. Like we understand what it means and we each bring our own definitions to the table. And so it ends up not packing a punch. It actually has no meaning. What does it mean to scale your business? Does it mean grow? Right? And another one that surprised me was dream life. Somebody said dream life is an example of like a cliched term. I can understand where they're coming from because maybe that's not language that resonates with your audience. Maybe dream life, maybe there's no such thing as a dream life, right? We're all constantly fighting for that balance. And that's what life is. It's about looking for and trying to achieve that balance. So maybe some of these surprised you. Maybe you have your own examples. And on that note, for today's coffee break, I want you to pull up your I help statement today. And I want you to do a little gut check. Is there any language in your I help statement that might be considered empty copy? If you're not sure, ask, right? Ask your audience. And if you think it might be, how can you find a synonym for that term or a better way to explain what you mean? So for example, if you are using the word authentic in your I help statement, think about what you mean by authentic. Map it out, journal on it a little bit, see if there's a common thread or idea or word that comes through that stands out and that more clearly explains what it is that you mean by authentic. And I want you to take your time with this, okay? It isn't easy. It's probably not going to hit you right away, but it is so important because as we've established, every single word in your copy counts. Next week, we're going to come back and we're going to dive a little bit deeper into this because I actually want to talk about authenticity, ironically. If authentic is a bit of a buzzword, if it's an example of empty copy, then why do we always say that we want to sound more authentic in our copy? What do we mean by that? And how can we make sure that we're actually achieving it? We're going to explore all of that and more next week, but that's all for today, friends. I will see you back here next week. We are going to be kicking off a whole new month, 4 more weeks of copywriting best practices. I can't wait. I'll see you then. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Copy Dates podcast. I hope that this episode has helped you feel more confident in your ability to write copy and that you're feeling excited about sharing your message and offers with the world. If you love what you learned, be sure to hit that follow button so you never miss a future episode. And leave us a review so we can reach more online entrepreneurs who want to develop authentic connection with their audience through powerful copy. As always, don't forget to show me where you're tuning in from. Snap a pic, share it in your Instagram stories, and tag me at megantaylor.co. I'd love to connect with you beyond your headphones. See you back here next week. And remember, I'm rooting for you always.